If you had not come, willing, spotless lamb, my sin would be too much for you to take me as I am. But oh, the blood of Christ that washes over me, flowing from your hands, your feet. I don't have to worry where I'd be, 'cause love came.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And so as they would go in from Bethany, from Bethpage, from the Bethlehem area, that's where they were raised, and they were 1 year old now, and then they would go in and be brought up to the temple. Jesus was also doing that same thing. And as that would happen, and that would happen every year. So people were ready. People were, it was a parade. It was a yearly parade of the lambs.
I never knew about the lambs. I knew they were brought into Jerusalem, but I didn't know.
They would be brought into Jerusalem.
What a beautiful,
and up into the temple. Because then they needed to be inspected for a few days.
They had to be pure.
They had to be pure, without spot, without blemish. And that's what Jesus did for a few days before they
wait till you hear my song. I recorded up at Bill Gaither's studio with a full orchestra.
Wow.
It's called Who Is This Man?
Wow.
It's a dry day in Jerusalem. The hot sun, it bakes. All the people on the pathways, they stand and wait with palm leaves in hand. Who is this man? They say he's Messiah, and one day he'll reign. And he's, who is this man? Who is this man? They call Jesus, you know.
Wow.
They say he has authority like none have heard. With his mouth is you wisdom with every word. I must know if I can. Who is this man? And then all of a sudden, and suddenly he touches me, and I know this man. And the guy's healed. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's powerful.
I played it at WC. You know, recently, and everybody in the room that runs the station, they're all crying, you know.
Wow, wow.
So you got to hear
powerful.
This. But you're going to be sorry you met me now. I can't wait. I mean, this is like insane.
Oh, it's exciting. Alive. It's the Lord, you know.
And now
it's
I know why you go to Calvary.
The Lord.
Because Calvary
divides
the word of God.
Yeah, we enjoy Calvary.
I have aught against them in this, that they deny the power and the spirit thereof.
Oh.
But I can understand, because out of the charismatic movement with the founder, who I knew, Chuck, you know, there was that divide. You saw it in the movie, Jesus Revolution.
Yeah.
And that other guy believed he was a little on the, you know.
Right.
It is funny. How do you walk the balance? Because some people start prophesying, and every day they've got 10 prophecies.
I grew up in a Pentecostal. After we got saved, we were going to Pentecostal churches
stuff.
And so I've seen the full gamut, and we've been in Nazarene churches and Methodist churches and Catholic churches and Pentecostal churches. And I've seen the full gamut. I don't care. I totally believe in the gifts for today.
Yes.
But if the gifts are not fueled by the fruit of the Spirit, they are showmanship. And that is worthless.
There's a lot of weirdos on TV now.
It's straw. That's going to get burned up.
In the end times, there'll be those who will make mammon of you, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
This is great. I can talk to somebody that knows all the scriptures.
Yeah. and there's so many that will deceive and preach the gospel for their own
wolves in sheep's clothing.
Filthy lucre.
But you know, I'm always thinking God's going to get mad at me if I point the finger. I mean, people let on like.
Well,
you know,
I think we have to be hesitant.
There's another guy on TV that has all the jets. He said recently, you can be equal with God. It's okay to be equal with God. That's what the devil said.
Yes, yeah.
This guy has demons.
Yes, yeah.
And it's getting to the point where, you know, and I just know this old couple in upstate New York sending him money all the time. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
But you know what? He's not my, who are you to judge another man's servant?
Yeah. He's not my servant.
Let it go.
Exactly.
He's God's.
Yeah, and I do know that God can still use donkeys. So,
you know,
He still speaks through them. I've been a donkey myself plenty of times.
How many people, I know of liars that were on TV that have now been found out, but people got born again because they're being told about Jesus.
Exactly.
So you never know.
Yeah, donkeys
Speak. Like that W.V. Grant, I went to see him when I was younger, and he knew the names of your doctor and stuff, and they found out his wife was speaking into a microphone to his ear.
Yeah.
Well, he sent people dirt from the garden tomb, and you know, send money and you'll get this. There is no dirt. I've been to the garden tomb.
Stone.
Matter of fact, I happen to know that I illegally took a credit card and scraped off a little of that stone and put it in my kerchief in my pocket, which I shouldn't have done. Confession. But there's no dirt in this tomb.
Right.
A complete and utter liar. So children,
be
wise as serpents,
blameless as
but
doves.
Gentle as doves.
Amen.
Now, so we're jumping all over the place. I apologize,
but
because I'm overwhelmed with excitement. We got to put together.
Just have to have me back.
We're gonna have to. Yeah, we will. Please, and we're gonna have to have some seminars.
Yeah,
I want to do a seminar. I want you to teach me how to do a seminar too.
Okay,
I want to do it, but it's like jumping over. It's like, you know, my wife, she wants to be do decorating, and you know, in the state of Florida, if you are there's a certain title you have. A designer, you have to have a degree, and you have to have worked under somebody.
Okay.
But anybody can hang out a sign that says decorating. I know my friend who builds houses. His wife, a few years ago, started to be a decorator because she was decorating all the models. And now she's making hundreds of thousands of dollars as a decorator. So I want Barbara to do it. She's like, I can't do it. You know, the first time is so hard.
It is. It's very hard. You have to get past yourself. It's so funny because I knew at some point when I was in my early 21, 22, I knew I was called to speak. I knew I was called to teach.
How? Just intuitive?
Just intuitive. It was like a burning thing. I worked.
You just know that you know.
I just knew that I knew. And and I remember giving God every possible excuse. Well, I'm going to stutter. I'm not going to. Yeah, it was like, you know, you read Moses and it's like, yeah, all those excuses. I used them all. And
you don't want me.
And I was like, God, I can't do that. It's ridiculous.
Look,
I can't
do
it. And what's so funny is this one time in church, this gentleman, we had a guest speaker at our service, and he got up there. He had all his papers all lined up. Everything was all orderly. He started proclaiming whatever his message was. His papers ended up on the floor. He lost his train of thought. Everything that could go wrong, every excuse I've used, happened to this guy. And then at that point, it was like I heard the Lord in my heart say, is anybody throwing stones at him? Is anybody throwing tomatoes? It's like
fear of man
snare. It is a snare. And the reason it's a snare is because it leads back to pride. Why am I so afraid to share you, Jesus?
Why haven't I put out my 8 books? Because, what if one becomes a classic and it makes me look stupid? Pride, P-R-I-D-E.
Yeah. If it becomes a classic, it's not going to make you look stupid. If it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't go anywhere. I am successful simply because these are out there, and my kids, when I am dead and gone, my kids, my grandkids, and they want to know about Jesus, they want to know what grandma thought, they will find out.
Yeah. I mean, this is really cool. So your books are workbooks, but they're the kind of workbooks that actually you can open up.
Yeah.
And first of all, I've been in this business almost 32 years, 31 years.
Oh, congratulations.
I've interviewed when I had my 25th anniversary, which was 6 years ago, a detective figured out that I'd interviewed over 40,000 years.
Wow.
So talk radio sells books. I was on secular for 26 years. And talk radio sells books. That's why all the publishers send me review copies of everything that comes out.
Mm.
And so I've gotten, and I've also gotten a whole lot of books that were people that want wannabes mm-hmm. that just didn't have it or didn't, you know. But I immediately, the font. See, this is, the it's font this. is the letterings, folks. And
yeah.
there's so much in the advertising world and the publishing world that has to do with fonts.
Yes.
Because the right font can
make
can,
or break it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a guy that owned, he used to, I forget his name right now, but he would book all these famous authors on my show from New York City. And he said, Rhett, when it comes time to write your book, spend 50% of your time writing your book,
mm-hmm.
but spend the other 50% coming up with a cover. Because the titles and the cover sell books, not the inside.
Right, right.
And so,
Well, this I do all on my own, too. So this is not, these are self-published, obviously.
But you're obviously making wise decisions.
Well,
did anybody teach you? I mean, look at the guy who started Apple. He said because he dropped out of college and took some classes he wanted to take. One was this graphic arts or something, and that's how he knew the fonts. Had learned about the fonts to use on the Apple products to make them sexy and usable and friendly.
Yeah. Well, because
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, great man, you know, as far as great mind, I should say, right?
Yeah.
So,
you know, when he died, though, he said, did you hear his last words? We're going, oh my, oh my, oh my. And he passed.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
You know, I just read somewhere this lady on YouTube last night. She was saying one of these little stories, you know, from CBN or something, how she died and for a short time, you know, went to heaven and said that the prayers are all gathered up. And she said prayer, it can go forward in time or back in time.
Mm.
So I can actually pray for my brother who drowned on 911 and hope that maybe at the very last second, Jesus, the Alpha, the Omega, offered himself to be my brother's savior.
Mm.
I don't know if he will, but I can pray. And
wow.
She said all the prayers are, it's amazing what goes up, that the prayers are. Remember Jesus said that your tears are collected?
Yeah, in his vials, yeah. And the prayers are fragrant, and they're wafting in the halls of heaven. So, I mean, that's alone is beautiful.
Unworthy? Okay, God, I'm saying a prayer now, but, you know, I swore at that guy when I was in traffic this morning.
Yeah, but those are honest. Those are valuable prayers, too, right? So he hears us. He knows when we're being honest, and he knows when we're being prideful. He knows when we're being receptive, and he knows when we're selfish. So it's...
Now, let's give a little overview on your books. If you have I don't know how much time we have left here, probably. If you can put up a clock for me, I'd appreciate that. Let's see, we got a clock coming up. Oh, as much as we want. Okay, because we have to have at least 2 hours for the... Yeah, this is the new way. You know that guy that has the number one podcast in the world, Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm.
Now, up to a year ago, I hadn't listened to him. Then when I started to, every 17 seconds, he would swear.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it out there even to some people that work for him, and I said, you know, get a vocab. He's not doing that as much anymore, I'm glad.
Yeah.
But he has done this. Did you see him interview Trump?
I saw portions of it. Yeah, not the whole thing.
Well, the thing is, what happened is, it used to be, I get you in here, you got 15 minutes, you got to go out. Okay, we have the next guest. I've been through a lot of guests today. But with Rogan, he's taught us, just take your time.
Talk.
He went 3 hours with Trump.
Yeah.
If you can be done in 15 minutes, fine. If you can be done in 15 hours, it's do it. And then it slows it down so you have a breathing pace.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not constant noise.
So let's get into your books now. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the... Just, you know, like, you know, a little one-minute version. What is the Jesus Reset about? The life that rocked the universe.
It is about the impact of the incarnation. And starting with the annunciation of him from the angels all the way through to his resurrection and his ascension. And how each element of his life, whether it was the provocative parables, whether it was the radical claims that he made about himself,
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Now the darkness fades into new beginnings as we lift our eyes to a hope beyond. Creation waits with an expectation to declare the reign of the Lord our God. We will not be moved when the earth gives way, for the risen one has overcome. And for every fear, there's an empty grave. With the voice of triumph to declare the reign of the Lord our God. We will not be moved when the earth gives way, for the risen one is overcome. And for every fear, there's an empty grave.
Oh, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. right here on WCNO.
From the outside, sometimes it feels like I'm breathing. But am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
For salvation, for Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon from the Father-Child Connection. Have you noticed how time flies when you're raising a child? One moment, they're 8 months. Another moment, they're 8 years. Another moment, they're 18 years. Another moment, they're gone. Most of the childhood years need to be grasped and invested in by you, Dad. And I want to give you 3 key ways that every dad needs to connect with their child. 1, be accessible. This refers to the presence, your presence in the life of your child, physically and emotionally. It also means working hard on the relationship with the child's mom to create a healthy environment, even if you and the mom are not living together. Secondly, be engaging. This includes direct contact, such as playing with your children, reading to or with them, tucking them in at bedtime, and talking with them. Engagement, like love, requires action, not just words. Finally, be responsible. Dad, take responsibility for your own action and take appropriate responsibility when your child is needing to be corrected, to be disciplined, to be encouraged. Be intentional. This is the Father-Child Connection. You can call us at 561-229-2379 or email us at admin@thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up.
confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
And that's Wallace Raming and the song Salvation.
Peace where the road is hard. In Sabbath prayers, we know you're there. So when the Sabbath candles fade, we go to work and we're not afraid. You will sustain us until that day when the candles burn again.
Shavuato, Shavuato, Yeshua's Lord, and he loves us so. He'll keep his word, he will return. Shabbat Shalom. And Shavuato.
Like an oasis in the sand, you shelter us with your holy hand. The waters from your spring and praise you, mighty King. So pour the wine and pass the spice. Abdallah time is drawing nigh. We thank you, Lord, for the Sabbath time and all the peace it brings.
Shavuato, Shavuato, Yeshua. Lord, and he loves us so. He'll keep his word, he will return. Shabbat Shalom and Shavuato. Shabbat Shalom and Shavuato. Shavuato, Shavuato, Yeshua's Lord, and he loves us so. He'll keep his word, he will return. Shabbat Shalom and Shavuato.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
light of the world, shine your light into my heart. God of love, pierce my soul.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Jesus come, there'll be no war, and there'll be no chains when Jesus comes. Let today be the day. Come for the weak, and the strong just the same, and all will believe in the power of his name. Face to face, come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today, the time is right now, there's no need to wait, your past will be washed. Rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now.
was young, I used to pray that I would never go astray into a place I dare not stay. I try so hard not to fail, but my own sin chased me away from the dear Jesus I learned at home. I went to places I shouldn't be, away from God that I called free. But in my heart I now cry for what I've done and wonder why. Deep in my heart I'm all alone and need you, God. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I know that I'm not worthy to be called your son. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'll be one of your servants. I'm coming home. I tried so hard not to fail, but my own sin chased me away from the dear Jesus I learned at home. I went to places I shouldn't be, away from God that I called